Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some calls in this short segment. Then we have the author, researcher of Nuclear Roulette joining us. Then I'll continue with some of the other world news I haven't gotten to yet. But they are announcing massive, massive, absolutely massive tax increases, not just the new income tax increases, but a bunch of other VAT, you name it, to all go to foreign banks, basically. So we'll be breaking all of that down coming up right now. Let's go to your call. Steve in New Jersey. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Just calling to talk about, wanted to see if you knew about the Merkaba meditation and how people that were doing the meditation all over the world were having experiences with black helicopters monitoring them.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff people claim that I can't prove, but I mean, I know that the government is into psychic stuff and, you know, has the psychic soldier programs and all that. That's been declassified, and the system does believe in it. You know, I know everybody's got a little bit of sixth sense, and I know there are things that are that are not understood. I know I've had many experiences of dreams that come 100% true and other things. So I know there's stuff going on out there. And I know the system wants to suppress that for the general public. The problem is there's so much quackery and baloney involved in it as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, actually, I got these books. One of them is called The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life by Drinvalo Melchizedek. It has to do with, you know, sacred geometry of the flower of life. It teaches you how to do the Merkaba meditation. And I actually did it myself, and which went against their, you know, you're supposed to actually take the course because it can be dangerous, but I did do it myself. It took a long time, and I was able to do the meditation properly, and it took place in Queens at the Alley Pond Environmental Center, two gigantic, super high-tech helicopters flew right past me after I had activated.
Yeah, but they're constantly flying around. It's all part of the establishment. There's just helicopters swarming everywhere, where I live at least. Black helicopters, green ones, drones. Everybody I know is seeing drones. I've seen them twice. I mean, I saw a Global Hawk bigger than Dallas, but couldn't get the camera going on the highway, and by the time it'd gone over it, I mean, it was like going almost stall speed, like 100 miles an hour, it looked like, or less. And I mean, it was a Global Hawk or something just like it. And I saw that little drone that I got video of that the highway department had. I mean, I got video. I pulled over. That was the controller. Got video of that. Rob Dew's sister saw the police running him on the hike and bike trail. That's another thing. Now they got police on the hike and bike trail running around. It's just no end to it. But the illegal aliens are, you know, doing whatever they want downtown. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Dylan in Florida, you're on the air. Quick, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I just want to say all this 2012 stuff, we know the world's not going to end, but I think it will be a perfect opportunity for the government to take advantage of it. You can already tell the propaganda, they're already hyping it all up. And you know, to come and get the guns, get TSA on the street. And I just want to know what you thought about all that and what's your opinion on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the governments always want a goon force that doesn't even have to go to a law enforcement or police college. And that's what TSA is. They're setting a precedent where they can give somebody a 2-week course and have them come take your guns. I mean, that's the new, you know, minimum wage goon force. But I don't, who knows? I'm sure there'll be some suicides. I'm sure there'll be some craziness just because of the incredible media hype. I mean, a lot of people think the world's going to end in 21 days or 22 days or whatever it is. And it's just asinine.
For me, that's the main clue right there, just how the media props it up and talks about it. And another thing about the TSA, just today I've seen three TSA, big SUVs, TSA ran the side lights, had a car pulled over the highway and everything. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, TSA pulling cars over. I know. They're right here in Austin now. Sometimes you'll see a big giant black wheeled tank drive by with Homeland Security on it. And they bug their eyes out at you too, man. You're an American scum. It's what an occupying army would act like. Well, actually, an occupying army would act friendlier. This is a group that hates you and hates your family, literally. They just want to grow up your family. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. By the way, I talked to Joe Rogan 2 days ago and again yesterday. He's super busy. He's coming to town. I'm going to go see him Saturday night. And he thought yesterday he could come on today, but he may come on tomorrow. Or he may come on next week, just for Joe Rogan fans out there, when I said he'd be on today. Or I may just interview him with a camera when I go out to dinner with him Saturday night after his show, or before it. We'll see what happens with that. So that's just a program note that I just remembered because I was saying he'd probably be on Thursday. That is a busy guy with all the UFC TV shows, now doing a daily radio show a lot of the time, and the movies he's filming and everything else. I've known Joe for 13 years and seen him change quite a bit. Interesting fellow, so we'll work on getting that done. It's not hard to go out to dinner with Joe, but it's getting hard to get him on the radio. But I know how that is because I do so many radio interviews that I say no to most of them now because it just becomes a point where you just can't do them all. But we're going to work on that. Now, folks, the Weekly Standard is asking the question, and we can punch this up on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners, and just go to drudgereport.com and see it. We also have it up at prisonplanet.com. Senator blasts secret fiscal cliff negotiations, and Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, is the one that exposed the total amnesty plan with Bush. That got shot down, and now he's saying it's secret again with the congressional leadership. And that's why Romney's there today, right now, having lunch, is to you know, get the Republicans to go along with tax increases, because the foreign banks, just like in Europe, they want that tax money. And so they'll say, oh, we're going to cut the essential services and welfare, you know, off, and federal money for police. They always do this. If you don't give us, you know, the new tax increase on the rich, and meanwhile, Google, all these big companies are offshore and basically pay almost no tax. That's in the news. The ultra rich are the ones lobbying for higher taxes. And the day the left figures this out is the day we save this country. But the right wing's the same. They love all their corporate welfare. They'll never recognize that. They're always saying low-level socialists want higher taxes. Well, yeah, because they're ignorant. So this is a big deal. And they want a VAT and a carbon, which goes directly into the big multinationals as a derivative. And now the UN's saying they're going to have diplomatic immunity for people trading carbon taxes because a third of it's going to be given to the UN. Now they're going to give the banks diplomatic immunity. I mean, these banks are the world government. Remember our article we wrote a few months ago? Banks brag they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. It's dozens of links to video of them saying it. Federal Reserve Chairman, you name it. Go watch it. Go look at it. This is the key to understanding what we're facing. And here's my problem. You know, they say we want a global government because there's global problems and, you know, all this environmental stuff. Well, all they care about is the carbon, carbon dioxide that plants respirate from, the life cycle. They don't care about genetic engineering. They don't care about toxic waste dumping or overfishing or cutting down old growth forest or cross species, all these things that we know are dangerous. And they don't care about the 400 plus nuclear reactors. Our own energy department estimates 92% are leaking. You can pull those numbers up. Just type in 90 plus percent of reactors leaking. Now when the alarms go off, they just decommission the alarms. Last year with Fukushima, the FDA, the EPA first, and then FDA agreed. The EPA said, we're going to raise the level of different isotopes hundreds of times, thousands of times for some isotopes as it came over. Okay, so things have really changed. They have the troops using DU. And you've got reactors leaking all over, 30, 40 years old, rotting. They're not going to the newer, cleaner systems. Now I see all these leading environmentalists like George Monbiot endorsing nuclear power. And I'm sorry, folks. You know, I'm what you call a libertarian constitutionalist. Back when I was more ignorant 15 years ago, I was all about nuclear power. But now they're rotting, falling apart, and the corporations don't care. They're crazy. And within a few weeks of power going out around the country, the diesel will run out. We've got an experimental reactor right here in Austin. Shout to me a big power reactor. So I live in the fallout zone of two of these. And I don't like it. And now they want to build more of them and run them shoddily. And so joining us is a leading expert on this, Nuclear Roulette. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Forward by Jerry Mander and Ernst Kallenbach. And I have finally read the book. I wanted to get this guy on months ago. It came highly recommended by some of the physicists and people we've had on, Dr. Busby and others. Nuclear Roulette, The Truth About the Most Dangerous Energy Source on Earth. Gar Smith is editor emeritus of Earth Island Journal, a Project Censored Award winner. I'm a winner of that as well. Investigative journalist and co-founder of the Environmentalist Against War. He has covered revolutions in Central America and has engaged in environmental campaigns on three continents. He lives a low-impact, solar-assisted lifestyle in Berkeley, California. People say, well, why do you have a guy on, an environmentalist, when you're talking about the green movement and behind the green mask being the takeover? Because they attach all this real, reasonable stuff to something run by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that is a tax-based system. And so if we just fight the environmental movement, number one, it makes us look stupid, and it's not sophisticated. There's a real environmental movement, and there's a clone of it, but a counterfeit. But we're not going to get into that so much. I just wanted to throw that out. They don't even have to agree with everything somebody stands for, because I don't even know what the guy stands for in total, to understand that nuclear power is a ticking time bomb that just keeps going off. And now when they have leaks all the time in Nebraska or up in Canada, it's a footnote now. And radiation levels are more than double what they were 60 years ago in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, there it is. AP, radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuclear power sites. And the Department of Energy estimates 92% worldwide. But again, I mean, that's a whitewash as well. That's Associated Press. Okay, enough of me. Gar, good to get you on. Tell us about your environmental philosophy, because we all live on this island Earth. I agree with you, spaceship Earth. And where you see this going with the reactors that are just falling apart?
Well, thank you for the invite, Alex. It's not a good future that we're facing. There's a lot of talk about the fiscal cliff, but anybody who's been living on planet Earth recently realizes that there's something else going on. We're facing a geophysical cliff. The weather is changing, and we've got reactors that were built for a different planet. The reactors that are operating today in their old age and their senescence, they should have been retired at the end of their lifestyles, their life design times. But out of a convenience to the industry, which has received convenience after convenience, gift after gift, bailout after bailout, these things have been relicensed and allowed to be uprated, which means that they can operate hotter and harder to generate more power for an industry that's not as efficient or as profitable as it used to be. And these reactors, even the NRC now admits, are more susceptible to earthquake risks than was realized. The medium risk is triple the design.
Or flood risk. I mean, they're having to off-gas all the time when there's a moderate flood.
That's right. These things are not, they are not leak-proof. They are admittedly designed to leak tritium, xenon. There are permissible amounts of radiation that can flow into our waterways. And it's permissible because it can't be controlled, so why not make it permissible? It's the same thing the Japanese and the American governments did after Fukushima. When the radiation went up in the Tokyo schoolyards, the response from the government was, well, we'll raise the level for exposure for children 20-fold. Same thing happened in the United States.
Wave a magic wand. What is generating at its heart? I want to get into the technical because you're the expert on this. Why are they so reckless? Where do these nuclear energy CEOs think their kids are going to live and their grandkids if this continues?
Well, you know, I had a grim insight into the mindset of some of the officials that have run this program. I had a friend whose father worked for the Atomic Energy Commission. This is some time ago. This is one of the early guys. And I actually had a chance to ask him this question while I was a student at UC Berkeley. I asked about the danger of nuclear power and the problem of disposing of the nuclear wastes. And what he told me was, and he introduced his comment with kind of a laugh and a smirk, he said, what makes you think human beings are going to be here on this planet in 200 years?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, that's the response I've gotten. That's the response so many other scientists have interviewed, whether it's GMO, you name it. They just say there's too many people. But it's not even saying too many people from their research to try to make the Earth, you know more sustainable, even if you believe that argument. It's just a nihilistic, let the devil have it attitude.
Yeah, something I concluded after looking at the response to Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and Fukushima and more than 50 other significant reactor accidents we've had around the world in the last 50 years, is that there is a common thread. And I've described it as hubris, denial, and deception. This is the response to nuclear risk. You begin with denial. Our technology will never fail, even though you know it leaks. Well, there's a saying within the nuclear engineering community, and it's very brief but very telling. Among themselves, they agree. They have this statement, nuclear energy can be safe. Nuclear energy can be clean, just not at the same time. That's the hubris.
Yeah.
Now, when the hubris fails and there's an accident, you get into denial. And you saw this at all at Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and Fukushima. Initially, the government says, no problem. It took almost 9 years before the TMI owners admitted that there had been a partial meltdown in the plant. Third phase is deception, when it becomes obvious that there is a problem. When people downwind start picking up radiation traces and say, where is this coming from? Then you get into deception. Okay, we have it under control. In Japan, it's look at the radiation monitors, which they took forever to install, shows there's no problem.
Well, let's stop right there at the third point and do the rest of the interview on the deception. It's all covered in nuclear roulette. I believe this is one of the greatest threats facing humanity, is the fact that the nuclear industry is becoming collectively insane and self-destructive. And if they want to kill themselves, that's their business. They're not going to kill me and my family. We'll be right back with our guest, Gar Smith. Stay with us. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I've seen is most of these reactors are 35 years old. They were supposed to only run 25 to 30 years. And the radiation starts eating them. The heat eats them. They're just falling apart everywhere. And their answer is store the rods there. Oh, you're allowed to off gas. Radiation's now safe. Just like DU in 1990, they'd had it since the 50s. And there were Army reports. I've had the former head of the Army program, Dr. Doug Rocky on, physicist, who was the head of their DU program, and they just said, we can never use this. But magically, they said, oh, it's safe to use now. And there's this magic wanding where they just say, you know what, isotopes are up all over the U.S. Just raise the level of isotopes of what we say is safe. 25 times, 100 times, 200 times, some isotopes over 1,000 times. Radiation didn't go that high, but why not raise it 1 billion times? Why not say you could live in the center of the sun and wave a magic wand? So recapping the three stages with author and researcher Gar Smith, best-selling author of Nuclear Roulette, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Hope you get it and read it, because even if you know about it, there's a lot to learn here, and then give it to others. Gar, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Recap the first two levels. You've got the first two levels, then you were getting into deception, and then go back into deception. How they handle it now, when, you know, a few months ago, oh, there's radiation up all over Europe, very dangerous. Oh, yeah, France had a leak, but we're not going to say anything about it. Please continue.
Yeah, the government has not been a very reliable source of information, and this is a general trend, too. One of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Natalia Miranova. She's a nuclear engineer from Russia, and she's one of the survivors of the Chernobyl cleanup crew. And her advice to Americans when she visited San Francisco a couple of years ago was, this is a quote, run as fast as you can. Don't believe the government. The government will lie to you. And you have to believe her because she wears the Chernobyl necklace. Those are the scars left behind from two surgeries to remove thyroid tumors. Over in Japan now, the government wants people to feel relieved that the radiation monitors are showing lowered levels of radiation. Somebody pointed out that the new systems that they've installed register radiation levels at 40% less than the previous monitors did.
But they admit that they, I mean, this all came out, they admitted they lied about the levels, and they had kids dropping dead from heart failure from the radiation. They just covered it up.
Yeah. It's part of the scenario. You get it in all of these situations in all of these countries. One of the problems that I have identified, I'm calling the regulatory industrial complex. You have these organizations that we are told are supposed to be providing oversight and protection for the public, but instead they are acting too often as enablers. You have individuals with the NRC who, as inspectors in these plants, are finding some real problems and reporting them. But at the top level, you find the NRC is going out of its way to facilitate the operation of reactors that should have been closed down. And the Associated Press, they deserve the biggest reporting award in the world for a survey that they did. They took a look at 11,000 NRC documents to see what the situation looked like from inside a nuclear reactor. Now, ordinarily, you don't get to see the photographs that the NRC put in these reports. Rusted pipes, leaking water. This does not look like a sensible modern industrial plant, but the innards of some places you can't even get inside the reactor components to see how they're performing. They're just so difficult to reach. But this is a summary that the AP came up with. Federal regulators have been working closely with the nuclear power industry to keep the nation's 18 reactors operating within safety standards. How? By repeatedly weakening those standards or simply failing to enforce them. A little more detail. Quote, when valves leaked, the leakage was more leakage was allowed, up to 20 times the original limit. When rampant cracking caused radioactive leaks from steam generator tubing, an easier test was devised so that the plants could meet the standards. It goes on and on.
It's so frustrating, too, because I have three children, and I know, as Dr. Bob Bowman, who's a nuclear physicist, a former head of the Star Wars program, has said here, when things like Chernobyl or things like Fukushima happen, it just increases the cancer rate for the general public at large. But if you get a hot particle that was carried on dust or whatever, then you just get the lung cancer when you're 20. You know, people that get it today who are 5 years old, and they just say, oh, you got lung cancer. And so if you get the it's like Russian roulette, as you call it, nuclear roulette with these hot particles. And the thing is, the nuclear industry is getting worse and worse. And then we have all these cases, as you know, in Southern California and other places where they've had total meltdowns before, like the SALT reactor. And then no one even knows about that today, even though it's declassified. They keep it secret when they melt down. Let's talk about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When you've got the last animal alive of a species, there are people that will pay millions of dollars, crank it up, to walk up and shoot it right there in the cage.
Steve said, now pay the price, an ego boost, don't think twice, technology.
And what we have is our own species, the technocrats. They are treating us like animals as well, and they have a nihilistic attitude. So what if this GMO sterilizes people? There are too many people. So what if these reactors blow up? You don't think we'd always be here, do you? And it's just also rich guys can live in bigger $100 million mansions and have more billions than the next guy showing off at cocktail parties. It literally gets down to that from some of the top stockbrokers and billionaires that I've talked to on record and off record. And again, I'm all for making money with an invention or a device, and I'm all for low taxes. It's the crony capitalist, the monopoly capitalist, who are so nihilistic. And the thing is, they sell their whole Agenda 21 takeover in the name of saving the earth, while all they do is say they want to tax carbon dioxide or in San Diego arrest you if there's runoff from washing your car. Again, it's a tyranny, and the corporations are all exempt. And meanwhile, I've looked at it, I've talked to the experts, I've deeply investigated this, and We knew day one they weren't showing for 3 or 4 months any of the numbers out of the Fukushima area and out of that province. That's why it showed 3 times the radiation in Tokyo, a couple provinces, you know, south of there, than they had there. And then now it came out. The head of Tokyo Electric apologized. Leaders apologized. Yeah, we covered up the numbers. Yeah, we didn't want to panic. Meanwhile, it turned out 3 months after Fukushima, tuna hit the West Coast. And the government tested the tuna. They knew it had very dangerous isotopes in it at high levels. And they said, you know what? We'll just raise the level. It's safe. Let them eat the tuna. And again, as corrupt as our government's been in the past, they didn't used to act like this for my research. I mean, this is crazy. You've got things much bigger than Three Mile Island happening. What was it, in 59? They had a salt reactor blow up in Southern California. Radiated people, huge event. That wasn't known until the 90s. In fact, I'll pull up that article and show people. I'm ranting here, but Gar Smith is our guest. You were getting into, we went to break, the deception, the cover-ups, and where they're going. Am I wrong from my research and kind of a snapshot compared to your research and saying they're getting more reckless by the day, or is that just that I'm becoming more informed and they've always been reckless?
I think recklessness is built into the technology. There's no way on God's green earth that an engineering plan that would create a nuclear reactor could be considered logically sustainable. I was talking with Marv Fertel, who's a nuclear industry representative, and he made the statement that nuclear energy was essential because we needed electricity. And I pointed out to him at a public meeting, and he nodded his head in agreement when I insisted that nuclear energy does not produce electricity. It produces only two things. The first is a lot of heat, and the second is a lot of radioactive garbage. There are a lot of things that produce heat. There are a lot of ways to generate steam. And it's the steam that generates the electricity through the turbine spinning.
So we could have geothermal, wind, coal, natural gas, hydroelectric, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. And there is one irony. Among all of our energy sector players, there's only one industry that believes in global warming. It's not coal, it's not nuclear, it's not gas. It is the nuclear industry, because they argue global warming can be solved with nuclear energy because we don't produce CO2 gases. Well,
that's why Mombiot has endorsed it. Yeah.
I know. It's such a narrow focus because the carbon dioxide is produced when you build the plant, when you extract the ore, when you refine the product, when you create the fuel assemblies, when you do all of the shipping and then eventually the dismantling. The only time it doesn't produce CO2 is when it's busy producing huge amounts of unused heat and radioactive isotopes that are puffing away from the plants.
But listen, you're totally right on record that the plants are rotting, falling apart. The Associated Press admits that. My issue here is, I understand people think carbon dioxide goes up and can make the sea levels rise. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say that's real, which I disagree with from the scientists we've interviewed. Still, reactors rotting and melting down everywhere is a lot bigger deal. Why don't environmentalists get upset about nuclear power instead of embracing it? Because the big global warming advocates, George Monbiot, you know the list, they are just saying, I love it. In fact, his quote was, I believe in nuclear power more after Fukushima. I mean, what type of asinine statement is that? That's like Ann Coulter saying the radiation's good for you. The Japanese should thank the nuclear industry.
Yeah, well, we do have the unholy triad of George and Stuart Brand and Lovelace, who are supporting nuclear power, but that doesn't mean the majority of environmentalists have the same line. These are guys who have prominent celebrity positions, which are not reflective of the...
So they're shelling out. Okay, is nuclear the most dangerous thing, in your opinion, to the environment?
Yeah, the most dangerous man-made technology that I think we've ever developed.
Okay, well, so if it's getting worse, I mean, where do you predict it's going to go now that they're going to even build more old design reactors and then keep the old ones going?
Well, they're actually they want to keep the old ones going because it's a way of continuing to make money instead of facing up to the fact that eventually they're supposed to tear these things down. They do want to build new design reactors in the U.S., down in Georgia and South Carolina. They want to build these AP1000s, and they're getting huge billion-dollar government loan guarantees to do it. But the construction isn't going too well, and the prospects are not too bright that they'll ever be finished or safely operated. And the basic design of these things was so problematic that not even the NRC could get a unanimous vote out of five to have a unanimous approval of the design. The former chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission refused to vote for these new AP1000 reactors because he said the engineering plan had not taken in the lessons of Fukushima. And getting back to Fukushima, we should bear in mind that those reactors that exploded in Japan were not Japanese reactors.
They were U.S.
reactors made by General Electric. And the basic lesson there is when you have three reactors side by side that explode sequentially, one after another, one, two, three, and the fourth, which got damaged, what that tells you is that that design, it's not designed just to produce a lot of heat. It was inadvertently designed, as we now see, to explode. We have 23 Fukushima-style reactors in the United States at 16 sites in 12 states. The NRC has put out a list of 27 U.S. reactors that are most at risk of a calamity in the event of a major local earthquake. On that list of 27, five are Fukushima-style reactors. There should be some concern, not only about the threat from earthquakes, which we now know are much higher in the Midwest and the Southeast, where most of the historic large quakes have hit and where most of our reactors are located. And also, we should be paying attention to the warnings from NASA and the National Academy of Sciences that we are entering a maximum solar year. It's already begun. We are getting hit with solar flares that are going to increase in frequency and in impact.
And I want to expand on that briefly because that's what a lot of scientists have been on say is the biggest threat because it can blow out the power systems and you have more meltdowns, which has been proven but you know before with pre-nuclear events to the power system in Russia and other areas. But what about all the insane ideas of now going to nuclear-powered spacecraft? And they're saying, oh, it's totally safe. We want to start launching a rocket every month and nuclear-powered satellites when all the research I've seen says that when those rockets fail, which they do around 10% of the time, it could end up blowing up in the atmosphere, and then you've got a big problem.
It's already happened. It's happened a couple of times. We had a Russian reactor that burned out of orbit and slammed into the Andes. We have a U.S. System that crashed into the ocean with a nuclear power plant. We've orbited plutonium-powered spacecraft into deep space, but in order to reach deep space, somebody came up with the idea of using the Earth's gravitational pull as kind of like a bolo.
A slingshot.
A slingshot, exactly. And that meant that we fired this system with this plutonium core reactor out into space, intending that it come back toward the Earth and that it clip the Earth's orbit and then circle the planet and zip back out even further into space.
That's a great idea.
But look at the risk. What if that had missed? What if there had been some kind of a terrible error that would have slammed into the planet?
Well, look at all the space disasters. It's one of the most dangerous things.
Mm-hmm.
Has a huge margin of disaster.
Yeah, these, you know, when you're dealing with imponderables and the likelihood of error, you really shouldn't be dealing on a level of nuclear potential.
Why is it the mad scientists that get in charge? I guess they'll tell the government bureaucrats where they want. I'm sure you've seen, I talk about a lot about it, New Trinity and Beyond, like 10 years ago or longer, narrated by William Shatner. And in that, It shows what I'd read about, but it's the film footage of them detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere to, quote, see if they could damage the atmosphere. I mean, who are these people? Why are they doing this?
I sometimes think of this as teenage science, you know, teenage boy science. Why do you do it? Just to see if we can do it. You know, let's put this firecracker in this can or inside this watermelon and light it off and see what happens.
Or inside this frog if you're George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah, he's done that. And, I mean, these are the guys that came up with the idea to explode a nuclear bomb on the moon.
Exactly. It's or they wanted to do crust tests to go drill down to the edge of the mantle and detonate one, but that got nixed. At least we're told it did. These are crazy people.
Yeah. And these are just the stunts that we know about. God knows what they've been doing in the last month.
Oh, man, and with HAARP and all the rest of it. Okay, so we're almost out of time here. The book's available at InfoWarsStore.com and better bookstores everywhere. It's a bestseller. Nuclear Roulette, I read the book. It's absolutely. I learned a lot from it, and believe me, I've probably done, let's not exaggerate, 100 interviews with top experts over the years on this subject and read a lot of books. I learned a lot, and I just see this as one of the biggest threats to my family. I think in closing, I interrupted your train of thought with the space-based stuff, finishing up with the solar flare EMP danger.
Well, yeah, this is something we know about. We've been warned. It could knock us out for 4 to 10 years, according to NASA, according to the National Academy of Sciences. We know what we can do. We need to protect the ultra-high voltage transformers in the United States. There's 350 of them. We can put in ground resistors.
For only $2 billion.
Right. Let's, you know, for the Pentagon, that's chump change. And we could do that. There was a bill in the Senate called the SHIELD Act. We got to act on that. Bring it back. That the problem's not going away. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to come sooner. So we got to act now. That's something that we need to do. We know earthquakes are going to pose a problem, but we definitely know that the solar flares are really something that we have to wake up to and deal with.
For folks who don't know, it's happened a bunch in the U.S., but also in Europe since they put up telegraph wires and things. And they think it's roughly a 100-year cycle. There's sub-cycles, but 100 years ago, all over the world, different times, generally, we've pulled up the dates on air before. You can look it up. When these solar flares hit right and all that ionizing different particles come in, it literally can melt wires across continents. And if that happens today, folks, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, we got hit with a solar flare in 89. It knocked out the power to 6 million Canadians, and it also melted a transformer at the Salem 1 reactor in the U.S.
And that was a small one. I've had different astrophysicists on saying that routinely stuff 20, 30 times bigger hits.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what happens if a really big one hits? I mean, they say it could just be unbelievable.
I hate to think about it.
What are the estimates on exactly from your research how bad it could be? What's the highest rate on one of those flares that we could survive? I forget the name of it. Is it called an M1? What are they called?
Yeah, I think there's a five-tier level for flares. I'm not exactly sure if that's correct.
Sure, but just from memory, I mean the level we're talking about, some estimates are it could knock out every reactor in North America.
Implicitly, if you lose the power and if you don't have backup, if your diesel generators don't have enough juice to keep running until the power is restored, and if you're talking about power restoration that's going to be foreclosed for a period of months to years, all of those reactors are going to fail. They're going to melt down. They're going to run away. And believe me, as big a problem as decommissioning these reactors is now, the estimate is it's going to cost half a billion to $1 billion to close down every reactor and 10 years to decommission and isolate the wastes. In the case of Fukushima, they are estimating that it's going to take $137 billion and 30 years deal with that problem.
So, and it still won't be completely mitigated. In closing, you know, my big issue here is look at Sandy. We're 3 weeks into this. Large areas still don't have power. And that is microscopic compared to a big solar flare. And then the diesel runs out, what, 2-3 weeks? And then the reactors melt down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got the spent fuel in these GE reactors on the rooftops. If you were building a home, is that where you'd put your garbage can?
Well, plus, that MOX reactor even had plutonium in it that blew up.
Yeah, the third reactor. They were using a mix of military-grade uryanium byproduct. This is, I mean, it's returning the favor because initially reactors, the government gave the power plant operators uranium, and in exchange they got plutonium that they turned into buttons for nuclear triggers. And now, thanks to happily, you know, the dismantling of some of the nuclear throw weight in the Russian missiles, we're burning Russian uranium product in our nuclear power plants. That's the MOX, the mixed uranium oxide.
And as that nuclear expert said from Russia, run as fast as you can. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we can shut this down if we try. And the environmentalists are just going to have to sit there and be scared of the carbon dioxide plants breathe. We're going to, again, even if you think coal's deadly, folks, I'd say coal over nuclear any day. Nuclear roulette, the truth about the most dangerous energy source on Earth. Gar Smith, shut down the plants now and start prosecuting the people that have cut back the safety standards because they are endangering us all. Gar, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
All right, folks, get the book. All right, a few final news stories on the side and a few final calls. As well, David in Connecticut says he's got employers and vaccines all over the country, even people that work at tire factories. They're trying to make them take the shots. That's the covert corporate fascism trying to make us take all their deadly vaccines. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
The Babylon system is the vampire, sucking the children day by day.
Babylon system is the vampire.
And the vampires love. love taking the toxic waste of fertilizer mines and aluminum and dumping it in your water. Not just sodium fluoride, but hundreds of chemicals. That's why we sell and promote, and I use the ProPure water filtration system. I brought the sale back until December 10th. You'll hear ads running. 15% off. We got them in stock. We already had the lowest price before that. 15% off is 15% off. Above and beyond the best deal on the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filters that start at $189 with 15% off. I don't know. What is that? $150 or something or less? The point is they're all available right now, and they're great to give as gifts at, or it's $185, excuse me, with 15% off, so it goes down even lower. I don't know. What is 15% off $185? And it doesn't have plastic spigots. It's got stainless steel spigots as well. It's got the fluoride filters. All the water filtration products have got discounts. Promo code WATER15, WATER15. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. It's $157. There you go. That's how much it's off from $185. $28 off on the basic unit. Let's talk to Dave. Talking about employers and vaccines. I should have talked about this more. Now, all over the country, engine manufacturers, tire manufacturers, soda pop factories, you will take flu shots in this whole list of other shots or you will be fired. And it's totally criminal. A, it's deadly, doesn't protect you, lowers your immunity, and it's just so evil. It's one step closer to Chinese factories where they do that and have forced abortions to work at the Apple factories that's come out. I mean, it's just pure evil. And they're also, courts are really going to give kids shots without parental consent. That's in the news today. Dave in Connecticut, what's your take on this? I see that's in the line there that says employers and vaccines. Real quick, what's going on with you?
Alex, we have a Patriot emergency up here. That's the only way I can put it. I've been a listener since 98. And the local hospital, Waterbury Hospital, has informed their employees that if they don't get a flu shot by tomorrow, Friday afternoon, November 30th, at 5 p.m., they will be subject to a two-week suspension.
And yeah, you got to sue them. You got to sue them for religious rights. You've got to sue them for forced, for medical tyranny, and bring in the eugenics hearings of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then you can present in the court case to the jury that all the evidence of it, doubling your chances of getting the flu and the insert that could cause neurological disorder. And because they can't have a policy to make you do things like this to yourself. It's discriminatory. They must be sued. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's what we're asking for right now, Alex, and we may very well do that. The union is looking into it at the hospital, one of the unions. We're asking your listeners if they'd help us just to call the Waterbury Hospital switchboard.
Sure, they've already tried this. They've already tried this, by the way, five times the last 10 years. They're back. You will defeat them. You must sue them with an injunction. You bring in the medical stuff. You get a lawyer that knows what they're doing. You will beat these people. Okay, because they're doing this everywhere now, not just the hospital. Next, they want to make the cops and firefighters take it. So look out, cops. They tried this in 02. They're going to make you do this, too. Anyone who goes to a hospital, whoever works there, carrying out trash, food service, you name it. Yes, I was aware of that. It's happening nationwide, but I was aware of the town you're in. Give us the number.
203-573-6000. That's 203-573-6000. The CEO is Darlene Stromstead, Stromstead. If you could just leave a one-line phone message to all you listeners that say that you object to their flu policy of forced vaccination of their employees. Just leave the phone message at the main switchboard for Darlene.
And by the way, that is the number to Waterbury Hospital. We don't really let people just give numbers out, but I can tell by your tone that you're for real. We checked it. And I was already aware of Waterbury doing that. All right, very, very interesting. Yeah, people, we better fight this now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.